This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Welcome to the third hour. I'm Rob Morse from Self Defense Gun Stories.
And I'm Amanda Suffolk from Eye on the Target Radio.
Bill is sick. He needed a break. One of the things you have to be able to do to run his radio show is breathe. He's suffering from walking pneumonia and really lack of sleep. He hasn't been able to stop coughing for several days. I hope he's back tomorrow strong as ever. Amanda, we have Rick Ecker with us. Rick runs Detroit CCW. He's got a blog also called Legally Armed in Detroit. He's all over social media. Go look for him. If you're in the Detroit area and want to learn more about self-defense, talk to Rick. One of the things that motivated him was reading about a woman who was attacked and dumped, and she died defenseless in Detroit. And he said, that doesn't have to happen. If they'd asked me, I could have talked to them. Maybe we could have put a gun in their hands and she would have been alive. And maybe there are women alive today in Detroit because they got over their fear. Rick, welcome to Bill Frady's. Welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Hey, always a pleasure to be here, man. And thanks for having me once again.
Now, when is your women's extravaganza where you get 600 women introduced to firearms in one day?
Well, that was our goal last year, 600. We're moving on up, man. We set the bar at 800. We did 600, so now 800 is a new mark that we want to accomplish. And hopefully, if I planned everything out right, we'll hit that number.
Well, when does that magic happen?
It's going to happen the weekend after Mother's Day. I believe Mother's Day is on the 13th, and so that puts us on May 20th at Top Gun Shooting Sports Gun Range here in Metro Detroit. We're going to have a blast, pun intended.
Go ahead.
So Rick, why don't you tell us? I mean, anybody who is an instructor is like, wow, I had a big class. I had 20 people. And you're like, 20? You started, let's go back and let's build up to this. You started, your first vision of this was 400 women? Was that?
Well, my first vision, I didn't really set a number. And, you know, what they say about goal setting, when you don't set a number, you know, you really don't know what you're going to get. But I thought that the program was in such a need of implementing that I just imagined that everyone that heard my offer would take me up on it. I had heard this story about this woman who was killed and her body was dumped, you know, as if it was garbage. And I was like, you know what? There's a lot of women that heard this story. Why don't I just make it open house at the gun range? You show up and I'll make sure I have enough people working with me, enough guns and ammo, and we'll make sure that you're in a safe environment and that you learn how to safely shoot a gun. And, you know, looking back on it, based on how I publicized and how I went about it, you know, I got roughly 50 people, and, you know, that was good. I just didn't know it, you know, and I was a little, you know, beat down in the dumps about it. But I was talking with my good friend Ken Blanchard, and Ken told me, hey, man, 50 is outstanding. He's like, just build on that 50 and see how far you can take it. And I've steadily grown it, you know, every year. You know, we went from 50 to 100, and then 100 to 200, 200 to 300, 400, 500, almost 600, and now we're talking about 800. 800 is the mark, and it's the goal. And it's just been a joy to witness this thing grow every year.
Now, tell us a little bit about the dynamics. I mean, people are like 800 women. How are you going to manage those? But you have got a strategy that I think is brilliant. And I have sent people from all over the country to say, call Rick Ector, see what he's doing, and see if you can duplicate it where you are, because it is just so phenomenal.
Before we do this, Amanda, you have Women's Day at the Range. What, it's quarterly?
Yeah, we try to do it 4 or 5 times a year. The February one, people don't tend to come because they get really, really cold.
and in fact, that's what Realize Firearms Awareness Coalition, your nonprofit, helps fund, right?
Yeah, we do a variety of things, and Women's Day on the Range is one of the cores. Plus, we do an appraisal fair that I'm going to talk to Rick about to see if he can start to mirror that.
He'll steal that.
Yeah.
But can you imagine handling 600 visitors at your event?
No, I really can't. I mean, we try to do it in a spot where our function is when my gals leave, I'm trying to give enough in-depth education that they can pick up a revolver, they can pick up a semi-auto, they can pick up a rifle, they can pick up a shotgun, and they know the mechanics of how that works enough that they're pretty comfortable with it. Rick is going at it in a different way, which I think is equally intelligent, equally brilliant, which is if you get a gun in their hand and they're comfortable and they had a good time, they're likely then to reach out and say, take me a gun.
Okay, Rick, how do you make that magic happen?
I mean, it's something that I didn't come up all with at one time. I mean, the first time I did it, when you're talking about 50 people, it was pretty much just show up and we'll figure it out on the fly. Mm-hmm. But as the event has grown, you know, to make this event possible, I had to re-engineer how I actually did it. And I came up with the solution of having women come in different scheduled waves of 2.5 hour time intervals. Get them in, give them a range safety briefing, have some giveaways and some promotional type things to bring them back into the gun range. The gun range, you know, gives away free range times, and we partner with local governments in the area to give them gun locks and on things to get them interested and get them fired up about guns. And that wave of women will get them processed in like 2.5 hours, get them out, and then bring in a whole wave. So we're just dealing with waves and waves of women all throughout the day. And with the partnerships that I've been lucky to establish, I found a gun range, Top Gun, here in southeastern Michigan. They welcomed us with open arms and giving us full run of the gun range. I've been making this magic happen with 12 lanes. They're going to give us 18 lanes this upcoming May. So I'm doing the math based on what I've done in the past. If I have sufficient manpower, I should be able to do 800 women.
Wow.
So, and by sufficient manpower, you're talking about volunteer range safety officers, instructors, people who are all donating their day to come and help you accomplish this mission,
absolutely.
Correct?
Absolutely. There's no way in the world I could do this by myself. And that's one of the big keys to even making something like this even possible. You would have to have some good working relationships with fellow firearms instructors in the area, in the region, and with range safety officers. And that's one of the things that I really focused on when I became a firearms instructor. Not because I envisioned that I would need them one day. It's just an outgrowth of the alienation I found when I became an instructor 12, 13 years ago. I would meet up or
Rick,
try to introduce myself. Yeah.
Rick, we've got 10 seconds. You're at Detroit CCW. When we come back and we get you for another segment, please tell me you're going to stay with us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, because there's a lot more we have to hear, including about a range in Detroit on Bill Frakes,
right.
Lock and Load Radio.
We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse. She's Amanda Suffolkel. We have Rick Echter from Legally Armed in Detroit. Rick, you talked about the magic of teaching what you hope to be 800 women in a day.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, okay, so there's some mechanics there.
Yeah, and it's fairly, you know, complex, but if you break everything down, you know, everything becomes manageable. The big thing that really works out is that I had a gun range that was willing to partner with me, that bought into what we were trying to do, and they actually saw the wisdom in bringing anywhere from 600, and now we're talking about 800 new shooters into his place of business. There's training opportunities, there's products, there's guns, there's accessories. It's just a win-win situation. And also, by having good working professional relationship with fellow firearms instructors, you know, that cooperation, that working together, you know, that thing couldn't even be possible. But that came about because when I was a brand new firearms instructor, I knew that the guys that were operating in that era were so hyper-competitive that they really didn't do anything, you know, instructor to instructor. But I wanted to break that model that had existed. And as new instructors, regardless of who trained them, approached me, I always welcomed them with open arms and allowed them to work and train with me until they had gotten their experience and gotten their legs under themselves and were able to go solo. And it's those types of relationships that allowed me to now, at this time and date, to do the great things that we're doing with training hundreds of women in one day.
And that range is in Detroit?
Well, we don't have any gun ranges in Detroit, and I guess that's the perfect segue into the other thing I've been talking about lately. There are no gun ranges in Detroit. There's restrictive ordinances on the books, you know, by our local government here that they will, you know, through their zoning, you know, will approve gun ranges, but none have existed in the city of Detroit since a gun range owned by a gentleman of the name of General Laney's gun range burned down under mysterious circumstances several years ago.
So we've got a city of millions of people with no gun range?
Man, I wish we were at millions of people. We're at about approximately 700,000, I guess, or maybe just under that now. You know, back in our heyday, we were in excess of a million back in the 50s, but this is now, you know, 2018, man, and we're struggling to stay over 600,000. But you figure, with all the gun ranges that are situated right on our, right outside of our geographical borders, and, you know, they're also servicing people in the suburbs, it's insane that a city of this size does not have any operating gun ranges. It's a travesty.
And your sheriff has asked his citizens to defend themselves. If I'm remembering the news reports correctly, he said, "I can't get there. It takes me time. Stay safe till I do." Am I remembering this accurately?
You're remembering the statements accurately, but it wasn't our local sheriff. It was our City of Detroit Police Chief, James Craig. He brought different attitude when he came to our fair city back when we were coming out of the, well, actually, we're still technically in bankruptcy, but he was hired by the emergency financial manager, and he was such a breath of fresh air, man. His mindset was so different than all the other police chiefs we had, you know, in decades before him. He actually is telling people, hey, get a gun, learn how to train and follow the law, know the law, and if you need to, defend yourself, because we may not get there, man. And that's something that we really had not heard here, and it hasn't made him, you know, the most popular man in the city, particularly with some people in local government, man, but it's all about the safety of the citizens. That's what's so very important.
And I guess that proves that there are more regulators than just the chief of police, because he says, I want you to defend yourself. Meanwhile, the city council says, but you can't have a gun range in Detroit.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily City of Detroit's city council and or zoning authorities and how they all work together, man. But You know, back in the day, back when General Laney was running his gun range, they had put in some zoning requirements and basically had grandfathered General Laney in. And he passed away a number of years ago. And right after he died, man, his gun range burnt to the ground under some mysterious circumstances, man. And we haven't recovered in terms of having an operational gun range in the city of Detroit since then. And it's really unconscionable that a city of this size, definitely in excess of 600,000, that we do not have a gun range within our geographical borders. It's insane.
Are there other cities like that?
You know, I would imagine that there might be. I'm roughly familiar with Rhonda Easel's case over in Chicago. She's had a lot of success winning some court battles against the city with regards to their zoning issues with having gun ranges in Chicago. You know, and I am encouraged by the successes that she's had in Chicago. I don't know if they actually have a gun range there in the city yet, but I'm encouraged by what she's done there, man. And hopefully we can transfer over some of that can-do attitude and can-do spirit and get a gun range here. But, of course, there's going to need to be a legislative a battle in the courts, much like Ms. Ezell did, and we're going to need to have someone to step up to the plate and make that happen so that we can have a gun range in Detroit. It's really mind-boggling that a city this big doesn't have a range.
Rick, we've only got about a minute left. Tell us what you've got coming up and where our listeners can find you.
Man, I have everything coming up. I'm always doing something, always. And I'm always trying to do things, you know, off the beaten path. You know, of course, my big women's event is coming up, you know, on the 20th of May, you know, the weekend after Mother's Day. I do concealed pistol license classes every other weekend. I have an instructor's training class for people who have a desire to be a National Rifle Association credentialed firearms instructor. And I need to continually churn out instructors to have them work with my growing women's event. And I also have not only range safety officers.
Rick, where can they find
range safety officer training? So they can all find me on all social media sites, Facebook, for example. I'm at Detroit CCW. That
we'll
is my name.
We'll be back right after this break on Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Brady's Rock and Load Radio. This is Amanda Suffolk from Eye on the Target Radio, and I have Rob Morris from Self Defense Gun Stories on as I would say my co-host, but I'm his co-host.
We're our co-hosts, yes.
Okay. We're twins, partners. And this half hour we have Sean Maloney, who's joining us. He is a member of the NRA Board of Directors, and he is one of my Ohioans, fellow Ohioans. So, Sean, you're part of BuckeyeFirearms.org, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. This is kind of like the dynamic duo, Amanda and Rob, so this is the first for me.
That's it. So, sometimes Bill Frady lets us drive his train, and sometimes it stays on the track, and sometimes it doesn't.
Well, you know what? Knowing Bill, he doesn't care either way.
he'll set it right tomorrow when he's back. I'm just hoping he gets healthy.
Yes.
So do I, and it's all good radio, and it's all good fun.
Hey,
it really is.
Hey, now it's good fun, but I'm going to get serious on you.
All right.
Later, we're going to talk about how you're trying to set things right in Ohio law, but you're active with the FASTER program, Faculty Administrator. What's that stand for again?
It's Faculty Administrator Safety and Emergency Response Training.
There you go. And you brought up something. We were talking offline, and you said you're rolling out a chapter of that was new to me. A lot of people think that defending kids in schools is about getting guns in school, and it's not. It's about defending the students. But then it's about something more. You've got a medical training program that you're rolling out.
Yeah, that's right, Rob. And as you know from attending FASTER training classes, on the first or second day, depending upon when our paramedics are available, we do a combat casualty care class. TCCC, stop the bleed, tourniquets, chest seals, and basic to advanced first aid specifically tailored to gunshot wounds. And what we've learned is, as we go from school to school and school board to school board, that not every person or teacher or janitor or administrator in that school is qualified to have a firearm or even wants to have one. But you know what they can do? They can save lives. They can apply a tourniquet, and they want to do that. They want to be there for the aftermath when we have the first responders there that are going to stop the killing, and then somebody has to deal with the aftermath until, you know, we get trained professionals in the classrooms, the paramedics or the EMTs or doctors to get these young children to the hospital. So we're traveling around the state of Ohio also offering the Faster TCCC, and those classes are sold out. In fact, Faster overall this year, we've added more classes than we've ever had before. I think we're at 6 level 1 classes, 3 level 2 classes, and we're even have expanded and are teaching a Faster 1 and 2 class for churches in the area that have sought us out and wanted training. So we're busier than ever. Funding is the only thing that's holding us back, and we were able to get funding from the state of Ohio to provide medical supplies and things like that for our first aid training. So it's an exciting year. We just had a weekend of meetings with our trainers, with Chris Serino and John Benner. They got together, you know, they teach two classes, essentially the same class at opposite ends of the state of Ohio. We wanted to make sure that we were providing the best training and everybody was getting the same thing. So they got together and talked about the courses, the training, and what's going and how we can make this program even better. And as you being through it, Rob, you know how intensive sometimes it is.
Yes.
And we're just trying to make it better and doing everything we possibly can. So we're doing a lot. We have some level 3 classes also where we get the trained professionals, the police officers, the paramedics, and the teachers at schools, and we train Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the schools. So we're doing a lot more, and the only thing that's holding us back, of course, is funding. We have more people than we can possibly train in the state of Ohio, and, of course, Laura Carno is doing an amazing job in Colorado with what she's doing. I think she's probably filled up 2 classes already for this summer in the state of Colorado. And she's heading over to Wyoming and speaking with schools in Wyoming. So it's often it's spreading. It spreads wherever we go. Faster Ohio, Jim Irvine and myself have been in Pennsylvania with their state house. They're pushing legislation. As soon as the shooting happened a few weeks back in Kentucky, we were contacted by representatives from the state of Kentucky and trainers. And Jim Irvine and I are going to head down to Kentucky early next week, and we're going to meet with the governor, and we're going to do our best to bring Faster training to the people of Kentucky.
You know, it's amazing. I understand that at first this spread like a secret. One person told another, because once you train a teacher, they disappear. They really don't speak about it except in closed door sessions with the school board. And even then, not all the teachers need to be present. That may just between them and some school administrators. So you're creating, in some sense, an invisible product. But yet, behind the scenes, the school administrators talk to each other.
You're absolutely right, Rob. It's almost a whisper campaign by design. Now, we've had some schools that that put a 10-by-10 sign outside of their school, outside of their campus and said, we're armed. And we've had other schools that, quite frankly, have said nothing to anybody, although, you know, there's a whisper campaign among the people. One of the first places there was, and I'm allowed to disclose this, was Pike County in Ohio. And shortly after Sandy Hook, I was contacted by who is now the Speaker of the House, in the state of Ohio, and he said, Sean, I had just written an article probably 2 weeks before Sandy Hook on how teachers could be armed legally in the state of Ohio and what it took. Well, after Sandy Hook, my phone was ringing off the hook, and I was invited to Pike County where I met a group of local police chiefs, sheriffs, school administrators, PTA members, you name it, they were there. And I'm thinking as I walked into this room, what have I gotten myself into? I'm going to talk about introducing firearms into a classroom with all these people. They absolutely were 100% on our side and understood that the only way to stop these active killers that are systematically killing our children is with equal firepower. And that was such a refreshing beginning, because that was the beginning. That was the first presentation that I made. That was the first school district that we successfully armed. And then from there, neighboring school districts found out, and parents would say, hey, wait a minute. You know, my friend's, my son's friend goes to a school where he's being protected by armed personnel, first responders, and people that are trained in combat casualty care. I want that same thing. And so that's how it started to grow and to expand. And, you know, those are close to my heart, because I can remember, the school district next to Pike County, I was using my phone as navigation. I didn't know where I was at. It was very, very rural. And all of a sudden, I lost service. After I made my presentation, so it's pitch dark, it's 11 o'clock at night, I'm 4 hours away from my home, and I have no idea where I'm going, and I just drove around long enough until I got a signal.
Well, they wanted to hear you. We've only got about a half minute before we're forced to go to break. This isn't about guns in school, really, is it?
No, not at all. It's about providing training and alternative, and it's a layered approach. It goes with everything from mindset training to have proper lockdown procedures, to have proper security before someone can even get into school, to offer first aid, and to make sure that we're looking after our children. And obviously, nobody wants to have to take another human life. But again, mindset has changed, and we realize that run, fight, and hide doesn't work anymore.
Sean,
I've spoken to many teachers.
I got to stop you there, because I know I want to hear more when we come back from the break. Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome to Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Amanda I'm Rob Morse. She's Amanda Suffacool. He's Sean Maloney. As you can tell, this is the last segment in the last hour. Bill's been ill. We hope he recovers quickly. My goodness, can you imagine trying to do all this while you're struggling to breathe? Sean, you were talking about medical training and how the entire idea of armed and trained emergency responders in a school is snowballing.
Absolutely. It's snowballing. You know, it's far outpacing our ability to have classes. You have to remember that essentially we're training at the end of May through August when the teachers are off and have time. And we've packed for two trainers, Chris Serino and TDI and John Benner, we've packed their whole summer. We've taken up every spare moment that they have for training. We're trying to add classes. We think we have a weekend we can get in June to move forward. But it is. I think back to shortly after Sandy Hook when we all got on the phone and said we know what the answer is. And people in the media laughed at us. And they told us that we would never get 24 teachers to fill a class. And in 5 days, we had a wait list of 1,300. And that hasn't stopped. We've trained well over 1,000 people now, well over 200 school districts. And we're in every county in the state of Ohio. We have 3 counties that the Sheriff's Department has taken over faster training, and we assist them. And every school district in those counties and every school building and every office building that's related to a school has armed staff and first responders trained for tactical first aid. So it's snowballing, it's growing, and it's spilling over into other states throughout the United States. We've trained people from 14 other states. We've had Laura Carno. Laura Carno started her own Faster Colorado program. She's a one-person wrecking machine. We have a dozen people doing what essentially she's doing by herself, and she's filling 2 classes, and like I mentioned, spilling over into Montana. And it's growing, it's in demand, and now when tragedy strikes, they call us.
Sean, you explained something to me, and after you did, I quite literally hit my forehead. Why didn't I think of this? Okay, the SWAT trainers, the people who study these events, they told the world it takes too long to get SWAT there. It takes too long to get police inside a school if there's an emergency like this. We need armed teachers inside. And now you told me not only do we need our teachers inside, we need our medical people inside as well.
Yeah, and, you know, Rob, absolutely. And, you know, if you would have said this to me 5-6 years ago, that police, that SWAT would be saying we need armed teachers, I would have said nobody would ever admit that. But I can remember after the last shooting in Butler County and Madison Township, Butler County Sheriff Rick Jones said, parents, you have to demand that your teachers and your staff be armed. We can't be there. There was a school resource officer there, and a person waited for that school resource officer to leave and then took his firearm out and shot his classmates. And that's what we've learned is, you know, once we have an answer for stopping that active killer, but then what do we do with the aftermath? Because we all know that, generally speaking, they clear a school and they don't let emergency medical personnel in until they know it's safe. Well, you know, that's 45 minutes.
45 minutes after the shooting's done.
Yeah, oftentimes before they're allowed to get there. And, you know, people think, well, how soon will you dial 911? People think 911 is instant. As soon as the shooting starts, do you know the average minutes it takes for someone to finally be able to dial 911 or have the conscious ability to dial 911? It'll shock you. It's 6 minutes. You think about every 13, 18 seconds, we're losing a human life. Well, a lot of times that they're trying to do whatever they can do to stop the carnage. Or in the case of Sandy Hook, everybody was being shot. They didn't know what to do. They're trying to do things, and all of a sudden they get around to dialing 911. And then 911 is just the first step. Then it's the response time. It's, you know, even if it's 60 seconds, that's too long. And that's where Faster Saves Lives comes from. And it's so important to have that immediate emergency medical training there available for tourniquets, for chest seals, to stop the bleeding, to save the lives and to stabilize these people and to keep them alive until the professional trained help can come. We're not training doctors or paramedics. We're not training police officers. We're training people to stop the threat, and we're training people to stop the bleeding until the professionals can get there to save our children.
So, Sean, I mean, this is so phenomenal. I have been a fan of Faster from the first time that I had heard of it. How can, as people hear more and more about it, how can they support you? You're part of BuckeyeFirearms.org. How can they donate money? How can their money help you teach and train more teachers? So give them kind of a connection to how can they do that, and then we'll flip into what else does Buckeye Firearms do?
Yeah, Amanda, the easiest way for people to get involved is go to FasterSavesLives.org, FasterSavesLives.org, and there's a Donate Now button. You can learn how to become a volunteer, how to help, how to recruit, and most importantly, how to supply us with the money. And your money is used, 100% of that money is used to train teachers. Myself, Jim Irvine, everybody that you hear of, Joe Eaton, involved in Faster, 100% of our time is volunteer. We have never gotten paid. There's nobody at Buckeye Farms Association, the foundation, or the PAC that takes any money. And that's something that, it's amazing that we do this with all volunteers, but all we need is more money to do that. So go to FasterSavesLives.org and donate your time, donate your money, and we take everything else from there. And we train incessantly. Like I said, when we're not training teachers at one of the Faster training programs, we're out teaching first aid to schools throughout the state of Ohio, to churches, and we advertise classes now for anybody who wants to come in and learn how to stop the bleed. There's a Stop the Bleed program in the United States that people don't realize that even exists. It started about 2 years ago, and their goal is to have a tourniquet every place you see a defibrillator, a tourniquet every place you see a first aid kit. I don't know what the government's not telling us, but they're going throughout the country and training on Stop the Bleed programs with chest seals and tourniquets. So, and we're doing the same thing. And we're staying busy doing that. And again, you know, to be the first responder is there. I've been at several school board meetings, and I say, hey, do you have a wood shop? And they say yes. I said, well, let's take a look at the first aid kit. Amanda and Rob, it's a Band-Aid box. You go there, and it's a bare Band-Aid box. I said, you have to be kidding me. You know, you could, in a wood shop with table saws and band saws, all you have is Band-Aid box. And that's the first place we start. Even if they're resistant to the idea of armed staff, nobody's resistant to the idea of teaching people how to save the lives until the professionals get there.
I think that's a brilliant approach because it's very non-confrontational. It's already a program that they've got in place. It's all about the kids. Even though everything else that you're doing is all about the kids, this takes the gun word out of the mix and starts them to think about safety. I can't say enough about the stuff that you guys do. So FasterSavesLives.org.
You know, when you're right, Wesley, we take the gun out of it, but then we say, after everybody's trained, okay, you have a great staff that's trained to save the lives of these children that have been shot, but there's one more thing. The active killer is still an active killer. What do we do to stop that? And it's kind of an evolution for some people. Some people are thinking about the firearms immediately, and the first aid treatment and the tactical first aid is secondary to them until we bring it all together. So, and Amanda and Rob, I appreciate you guys have been advocates of ours for years, and we can't do it without radio, without you spreading the word, and Amanda, without you helping us out in Ohio. You would think that nobody would ever say no, but everybody has different priorities, and we never thought that our
Sean, I have to stop you. This is the last moments Fine. We get together. Thank you so much. We have to have you back. FasterSavesLives.org. Bill Frades, Lock and Load Radio. Hopefully Bill's back tomorrow.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.